Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
But you already know that because you're a Patreon donator and we love you because you've helped us out by server costs and all that stuff. You're awesome. So we do this podcast just for you. Ashley, we just finished Alfred, What's So Many Middle Names, Pennyworth episode. What's our discussion on Geek History Lesson Extra this week?
Well, I thought we would start by making Alfred choose between his plethora of adopted children.
The one thing they always tell parents never to do, choose your children. You're going to make Alfred do
children.
It.
I am. Well, I'm going to make us do it for Alfred.
Good.
We'll start with the Robins and the Bat Girls. We'll keep the Bat family circle small.
Do we have any criteria? So are we going to do the Bat family first and then the other superheroes?
Then we're going to expand a little bit. Okay. Yeah. So who do we think of the Batgirls and the Robins? Who do we think Alfred likes the best?
Do we want to say least first?
We're going to rank them from least to best?
I mean, I don't care. I mean,
Stephanie Brown is least.
So many people out there are like, oh, screw this Ashley.
She ran for like 2 minutes and then she died and he break up with his girlfriend.
It's so funny because Stephanie is both a Batgirl and a Robin.
She's also one of the only associates to never even temporarily live at Wayne Manor.
That's true.
Has some of the least interactions with her.
That's true. Man, I don't know. What do you think? You have some strong feelings? I got to think about this because it just popped on me.
Okay. So this is me working from memory. I would say from least to most love, it would be Stephanie, Jason Todd, Barbara Gordon, Tim Drake, Damian Wayne, and Dick Grayson.
I'm glad that you actually, I think, were very just with that list because I was expecting you to put Damien at the bottom.
Oh, I hate Damien.
But
I'm trying to be objective with my
list. If you know the character of Alfred, I do not think he hates Damien.
I don't think so either.
Because, again, I think Damian Wayne reminds him of young Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm. I think he's probably a little bit more extreme.
Yes.
Because Bruce did have a pre-existing, like, in his happy life, he knew who Alfred was. And Damien is very hard on Alfred, like I talked about earlier in the podcast.
Yes. I will say that if there's any part of Damien that Alfred doesn't like, it's the fact that Damien keeps bringing animals back to the Batcave. And he's like, this is Batcow now.
And this is
Batpossum.
I think I left Cassandra Cain off my list. Oh, well.
Oh, you did.
She'd be below Barbara Gordon, but above Stephanie and Jason.
I 100% agree with you. I think Dick Grayson is number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Dick Grayson, since he was a carny, I think that he always appreciated Alfred,
mm-hmm.
Even though he called him Alfie. And,
but that was because he loved him.
I think Dick does love Alfred.
I do.
I think Dick loves Alfred more than any other one.
More than Bruce?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because Bruce would never admit it.
That's true.
Bruce does love Alfred, but Bruce never says it out loud. Alfred would easily kiss Alfred on the cheek and say, I love
you. Alfred would kiss Alfred on the cheek?
Yeah, he would, because he's a sexy man. Dick would kiss Alfred on the cheek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I actually think Damian, from the New 52 relationship in Batman and Robin, the excellent run that Peter J. Tomasi did, I think Damian now loves Alfred, too.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never say it out loud. He's just like his father.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Tim. Tim's a little different because Tim didn't live in the manor.
He did, though.
No. I didn't. You didn't let me finish my sentence.
I didn't.
He didn't live in the manor until right before Final Crisis.
Yes, that's true.
And then after Final Crisis, he didn't live in the manor. And Alfred wasn't in the manor. So it's weird. Like, so to me, Alfred doesn't have as close a relationship with Tim because Tim, in my reckoning, only lived in Wayne Manor for maybe a year.
I guess the reason that I would put Tim that high is because I think Tim treats Alfred with the most respect out of any of the Robins or the Batgirls.
You know, I don't know, because Dick so respects him because Dick loves him.
But Dick kids with him.
But Dick loves him.
Yeah.
Alfred's a father to Dick as well.
But who do you
Alfred
like? Who
is
would
not
you,
a father
who would you
to
put,
Tim.
No, who would you put higher than Tim though? Would you put Barbara Gordon above?
No, because I actually think I be honest with you, I don't think Alfred likes Barbara very much.
I think he likes her.
I think he tolerates her.
Oh, really? Oh, no. I think he likes her more than that.
I don't know. It's weird.
Whereas I think he loves Jason Todd, but I think he's scared of him. And he sees him as a threat. And that's why I put him quite low on the list.
I don't know. I actually, you know what? I'm going to change my decision. I actually think Jason Todd is above Tim.
Oh, get out.
No. You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because Tim grew up with servants.
Oh, interesting.
Tim comes from a rich family.
He does.
Tim also has, there was that maid that is throughout his solo series, yeah, Mrs. Yeah. Whatever her name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim is used to servants. So I think Tim sees Alfred. I think Tim eventually comes to respect Alfred, but I don't think Tim loves Alfred. I think Tim respects Alfred. I agree with you, but I also think that Tim sees Alfred as an employee.
As help.
As help. I think... and Alfred does love Jason Todd. That is said in so many stories. Mm-hmm. Because death in the family wrecks Alfred.
But I mean, like, when you get up to, like, Red Hood Jason Todd, like...
No, well...
It's not that there's not love there, but it's definitely at an arm's length.
But I'm going back to, like, the year when Jason Todd was Robin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think Jason Todd loved Alfred because Jason Todd, again, another poor kid.
Well, because he's a carbon copy of Dick Grayson, really.
Well, yeah, but he was the thief living on the streets. Yes. His dad was a terrible man. So I think Jason really respects Alfred because he's like, oh, my God, you're a miracle worker. Like, you make sandwiches like this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And you'll serve it to me on a plate. Holy God. I was lucky if I got crackers. And I think Alfred was so devastated. I don't know. There's a weird thing that Alfred has in his relationship that even though he doesn't like kids, and he kind of says that a couple times, he loves kids.
He loves kids.
He does. And every
I think he doesn't like babies.
And there you go. And every time a kid comes into the Batcave, he's always like, oh, Bruce, I don't know about this. This is awesome.
Yeah, totally. Like,
so I think that he had that for Jason Todd. And again, Tim, as being older, he didn't have that with Tim. So that's why I give Jason Todd just the edge over Tim. But I think Tim is just below Jason Todd. I don't know. I would say that I think Alfred probably likes Cassandra Cain better than Barbara. Because I have a feeling that Barbara, again, as Batgirl, teenager, kind of a loudmouth.
Kind of.
Cassandra Cain, very quiet.
I mean, Cassandra Cain is like mute when you first meet her.
Yeah, but think about Englishman Alfred. He would have really liked that.
Sure. But I would also say that Alfred is the one a lot of times who will talk to Dick about how good Barbara is and how good Barbara is for him.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're close. But I think there's affection there.
Yeah, totally.
But Barbara doesn't need him the way that like a lot of the boys do because, I mean, she has got a great father figure.
Her dad can't be beat.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think Stephanie is the lowest.
I mean, Stephanie's just like... She
had no interactions with him.
No, and she ruined everything. She sucked at all of it.
And to be honest with you, I don't know if she had even a single interaction with Alfred because when she was Robin...
Maybe when she was... She was Robin for like a day.
Well, when she was Robin, she was Robin for like 3 or 4 days.
It was like 2 weeks, yeah.
But when she was Robin, Alfred lived with Tim in Bloodhaven.
That's true.
He at the academy. He was with Tim at the academy. So I don't know if Alfred was
such a good story.
I don't think Alfred was even in the Batcave when she was around.
I think that's the only way she got in there. I don't think Alfred would have let her within 10 feet.
So, he might have encountered her when she was Batgirl. I don't know. I can't say for certain.
I didn't read that Batgirl.
But yeah, there you go. Stephanie Brown's definitely lost. Okay, so let's move outside the Bat family.
Do we think he doesn't like Huntress?
Well, I was gonna say, do you want to open up the Justice League?
The Justice League,
because a lot of the Justice Leaguers have been in the Batcave.
Yeah, and Alfred's been to various Justice League homes.
Yes, but I don't think Alfred's ever been to the Watchtower.
I don't think so either. But I think he's been to the Hall of Justice.
I don't know about that either, because it's a thing of like, I think they've kept the identity so separate that Alfred showing up at the Hall of Justice would set off too many red flags. He might have been there with the Outsiders, because with the Outsiders, he sort of wore a disguise a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think he's been to the Hall of Justice either.
I mean, I think...
But they've all been to the Batcave.
Yes, they have. I mean, I think his favorite is Clark. Like, it's got to be Superman.
I think it's easily Superman. Superman's the most polite.
Superman is also the most warm.
Yeah.
And again, you know, being a farm kid and stuff, like he never had help.
Yep.
His family would have been the help.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he really understands, like, I mean, Alfred was always, is rich.
Yep.
I mean, he's probably got a lot of money in his bank account and whatever. But I think that he treats Alfred with a lot of respect as well.
Fun fact, the second costume that Superman wore in the New 52, the John Romita Jr. costume, mm-hmm. when he solar flared, was sewn by Alfred.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
That's lovely.
Yeah. Totally sewn by Alfred. What do you think? Like, let's talk through what do you think Alfred thinks about the Justice League? What do you think Alfred thinks about Wonder Woman?
I think Alfred has a lot of respect for Wonder Woman, but I think he finds her abrasive.
I agree with
like
you.
Like harsh, you know?
But I also think that he treats Wonder Woman with a lot of respect for the simple fact that she is royalty.
And she's a woman.
And I think he respects that as a man that
as a Brit.
A servant of the Queen. And so that's why I think he also gives a lot of respect to Aquaman.
Interesting, yeah. And I also think that's why Diana really won't stand for anyone's crap.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she misinterprets, which is what's interesting about her as like this kind of foreigner character. Yeah. Like she'll misinterpret stuff, but she always gets along with Alfred.
Yep.
They're never...
Very few of the heroes don't.
No, I know, but I mean, like, she's disagreed with everyone.
Yes.
You know, and she's an Amazon warrior. Like, of course she should be a bit hard-headed. But I think that the amount of decorum that he shows her, and again, even being royalty, I think that she shows him a lot of respect as well.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the Justice Leaguers are like, man, you live with Batman.
Yeah, how do you do
Damn.
It?
Damn.
Alfred hates Hal Jordan.
Oh, for sure. And Guy.
I don't know if he's ever met Guy.
But if he had.
Yeah.
He would like John Stewart.
I think that, here's what I'll say. Like, I think also Alfred likes Barry, doesn't like Wally at first, but then learns.
But warms up to him.
But learns to like him. Here, I have an interesting thing that I want to bring up.
Okay.
There is a character in the DC Universe that Alfred loves. But for a very weird reason.
Okay.
Lois Lane.
Well, everybody loves Lois Lane.
He loves Lois Lane. They have had several interactions together, and every time he like lights up every time he meets her. And you don't want to know why?
Yeah.
Because I think that he thinks that Lois is the perfect girl for Bruce that he'll never get.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why he lights up is because like, he's always like, damn it, Bruce should have got this girl.
Yeah.
You know.
He's like, not Selina.
Yeah, not Selina.
It's interesting.
Although Alfred is not, he's not too pissed off about Bruce and Selina when Bruce finally tells her about his identity.
Yeah, that was the thing that I always found kind of weird.
That's the thing I love about that story.
Or like when they bring her into the Batcave and like everyone's just okay with it. I'm like, really?
Well, everyone's not okay with it at first. Tim freaks out.
Yeah, but Tim is like the only one who freaks out.
Yeah, I know.
And
Alfred's actually kind of fine with it. Because Alfred says he's like, I feel you guys have been going back and forth for years. Yeah. That this kind of makes sense finally.
I just think that I understand the choice of making Tim the one who freaks out. I think it reads really poorly for his character. I think it makes him seem very petty and very juvenile.
Whereas I love the storyline where the issue that he tells Selina, it's a Bruce and Nightwing issue. It's one of my favorite covers of all time. And the entire time is like Bruce is asking Dick's advice about whether he should tell her. And Dick's only response is like, man, if you were going to tell her, you should have shaved today.
Yeah.
And the last page of the storyline is Catwoman touches his face and is like, you should have shaved today.
Yeah. That is funny.
I think he accepts Selina with the same tenacity that he accepts Bruce being Batman.
Mm.
Like he doesn't quite accept it, but he's like, well, I can
deal with it.
I can't do nothing with it. It's fine. At least it's not like Harley Quinn.
Yeah. What do we think that Alfred thinks of Martian Manhunter, of your truly alien? Because you can say, like, Superman's an alien. You can tell me that all you want. Mm-hmm. He looks like a handsome white dude. So he's not that threatening,
what
really.
What do you think?
I think that...
He has met him a couple of times.
Yeah, but it's very kind of restrained interactions.
Very brief. Yeah.
I think that Alfred is kind of like the Kents, a very accepting person.
Yes.
I think that if you were going to have like Alfred on the Watchtower, I think that would be his biggest learning curve, would be like not freaking out every time he saw him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be his English roots, because you have to be polite and you have to maintain a certain amount of decorum. But I think that Alfred, above all other DC characters, is the hardest one to throw the hard sci-fi stuff at.
I agree with you.
You know, I think he would come to like him and respect him. And also, like, Jean is very, very distant, very reserved, very quiet. I think they could enjoy the silence together.
Yeah, I don't think Alfred would ever seek him out.
No.
Because he'd be like, this is weird, and I'm a repressed British man, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird. I'm trying to think about if somebody else in the DC universe that I thought Alfred really probably hates, and I just can't come up with anybody.
I don't know if Alfred hates anyone, really.
Oh, yeah, he does. Oh, yeah. He's got some passions. He hates some people.
You know, but he's not a fiery character.
No.
Like, does he hate the Joker? Like, yeah, everyone hates the Joker.
Well, yeah, of course everybody hates the Joker.
You know. Yeah, he seems like a grudge man, doesn't he?
He would. He wouldn't say anything because he's repressed. He's British and he was repressed.
I'm sorry to all of our English listeners.
It's all good. Man, I don't know. I'm trying to think about somebody. Because the Lois Lane revelation just kind of popped into me. So,
yeah.
I can't think of anybody. Okay, which, besides the Joker, which villain does Alfred hate the most?
Well, Joe Chill.
And besides Joe Chill.
I think Poison Ivy.
Why Poison Ivy?
Because Poison Ivy, with her sexually driven nature, I think that would bother him.
Mm-hmm.
That she would seduce like his boys. I'm trying to say this in like the most non-creepy way possible, but I think like an attack and an invasion in that style on that level, and again with the idea that he is like fairly repressed, I think would really just sit with him and bother him, that she would do that to, especially to like the younger, like the Robins and stuff.
Well, I would say for my choice, forgoing Tommy Elliot, who Bruce grew up with, Hush, I think it's Two-Face. It's Harvey Dent.
So you think the kind of the fallen friends?
Yes, I do. Alfred knew Harvey Dent.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred talked to Harvey Dent. Harvey Dent knew who Alfred was. I think that's kind of why I almost like Two-Face is one of my favorite Batman villains. I like the idea that there is this fallen star that Bruce mm-hmm. knew, you know, that Bruce had a friend that fell.
Interesting.
More so than the randomness of the Joker. I like Two-Face a lot better.
Well, there's a point where senseless violence is just senseless violence, mm-hmm. and it can be fun, but is it interesting?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
Shrug.
There you go. Any other thoughts?
I think Alfred's a pretty cool dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alfred Pennyworth is an amazing character. He's as amazing. Excuse my yawn. Wow. I'm sorry. Recording this kind of late at night.
Alfred's making tea right now. It's very relaxing.
Yes. Alfred, to me, is as strong a character as Lois Lane, which is so surprising.
You can't tell a Batman story without him.
Well, yeah, which is so surprising. And when he's not there, it's noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so surprising because, again, like, that's the greatest thing I think about Batman and Superman is that their supporting characters, whether it be Robin, Alfred, Commissioner Gordon, Perry White,
Commissioner
Lois
Gordon.
Lane, Jimmy Olsen, are as strong as the hero.
But isn't it interesting that like a lot of them were characters that are like they're kind of set dressing?
But
they've grown to take on
if you treat them as such.
Right.
But they are an iconic part of each of those characters, just like the cape or the utility belt.
But I was going to say that like Alfred in particular is a character who you can choose not to focus on him much and tell a good Batman story.
True. Yeah.
But when you include him, and you said something like this once a long time ago talking about a Batman issue, if you can make Alfred cry, that the audience was going to cry with you.
The audience will cry with you. Yeah. It's the sad thing is Alfred is the audience viewpoint character. So it's also the same thing of like, if you make Alfred suffer, we will suffer.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
It is sad.
And this makes my hope that his hand will grow back.
Well, rebirth's coming. Maybe he'll rebirth a hand.
I don't like handless Alfred. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Tell us on Twitter what you think about Alfred and who he likes and who he hates. I'm Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Thank you guys all so much for your support on Patreon, and be seeing you.
Bye.